The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This is for you. This is for you and me and who we see when we see each other. This is for all. This is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore. You've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
It is time to open the door, and here we are. You're listening to Speaking Up in America, Dynamic Radio Dialogues on Life Today in America. And I'm here today with co-host Randy Shannon. As Mike, our announcer, says, the most beautiful Randy Shannon. Join all of us torchbearers as we ask you to light your torch for freedom, intelligence, and mutual respect as we celebrate the frequency and the vibrancy of this 2,000-year-old flame. Citius, Altius, Fortius. Swifter, higher, stronger. Remember, Greece was the world's first republic, and with what we're up to, we're going to make sure that the United States is not the last. Bob Sercosta of the Home Shopping Network says we're doing radio that is changing the world. So thank you for your keen observation, Bob. We love it. Visit our website at wakingupinamerica.com and sign up for our newsletter and share us with your friends. And here's a thing. We put in a new section on the website. It's called Amazing, and there's a lot of really interesting things in different areas that I found amazing when I heard them or saw them or whatever. So if you want a password to that website, you just fill in that little email newsletter thing, and you can also click on the Amazing, and it'll request the same thing for you, and then I'll send you the password, and you can enjoy it. And don't tell your friends, because we want them to have to call and write and do all that kind of good stuff and be part of our mailing list. We send out periodic mailings. You will not be inundated 5 or 6 times a day, usually once a week or once every other week. We've now got some wonderful cards being put together that will be letting you know about the program and our sponsors, because we ask you to actually support our sponsors. They're the ones that make Waking Up in America possible. And we also want to make sure that you know that Patricia Bragg's apple cider vinegar drink is terrific, and it's actually the sponsoring cold drink of Waking Up in America. And we have Sir Jason Winter tea, that tea that actually strengthens your immune system. And I'm not supposed to give all of the wonderful things that it does on the air because, of course, the FDA and things like that, they don't think I should be doing that. But let's just say that some really nasty things disappear when your immune system is strong. Yep, you might hear a dog barking or a telephone ringing or an angel singing, because we call in from our homes and offices all over the United States to cause this program. And as I like to pray in Aramaic, I want to let you know that pray means to go out into the world and reach for your dreams. That's what it means. It means, actually, the Aramaic means to take that which is yours. That's what the word pray means. It doesn't mean throw yourself to the ground and beg God to save you. It's take responsibility, claim that which is yours, and always include a prayer for celebrating the Republic of America, because, by gosh, we've re-inhabited, we're taking it back, and I love it. So we're asking you to respect our animal friends as well as each other. And just to let you know that I've heard different dates, but on June 16th, 19th, somewhere in that area in Las Vegas, Nevada, the governors of all 50 states, you can Google that, make sure you put in Las Vegas, have agreed to secede from the Corporation of the United States of America. If it's a internet joke, it's the best one I've ever heard. I'm praying that it's really true. You want to ask us a question while we're on the air? Send me an email at val, at wakingupinamerica.com. And, you know, Randy and I like to have our little rants and raves. But before I rant and rave, I want to give a big toast to American Airlines Pride Proud Eagle flight from LAX to Salt Lake City that I traveled back to Utah about 2 weeks ago. It's flight number 352, LAX, Salt Lake City. What an amazing group of people. And I'd never flown on American Airlines before. And I did. I got this ticket at American Airlines. I actually got to go first class. That was pretty lovely.
Nice.
Yeah, Randy, it isn't what it used to be. I asked what had happened. Now you get nuts in a little bowl, okay?
Yeah.
And then you get drinks.
They used to feed you a nice meal.
Yeah, they used to. And what's happening is that all the manipulations that have been going on in the country, it's really hard on the airlines. And so they're forcing the airlines into mergers. They're trying to break up. The government's trying to take everything over. And so one of the ways that they're doing it is making sure that different groups can't survive. The American Airlines, however, Randy, is terrific, okay? The people there are, they love to fly. I mean, I was talking to Colette, one of the stewardesses, and she would, when we were flying, we would look out the window, and as we were going into Utah, there were just enormous clouds in the air, and we weren't flying through the clouds, we were flying beside them, and there were billowing clouds around us, and there, Gail, this other woman that I was talking to in first class, she is really a terrific human being. She and I were watching Colette, and we were looking out the window, and all of a sudden she started crying because I was flying on the Proud Eagle, okay? That's the name of that that plane, is the Proud Eagle, and I felt as though I was an American patriot on that plane. There was just the idea of flying as an eagle flies. And as we were going through these clouds, and I watched her looking out the window, it was like I started crying. And Gail, I feel like I'm in heaven. And I had tears streaming down my cheek. I was really surprised at the intensity of my reaction. And Gail looks and she goes, "You are, dear." And then Colette, who's been looking out in the window, she goes, "Now you know why I fly." Okay? So that's the kind of magic that's available. And unfortunately, the Proud Eagle is actually... the merger with U.S. Air that's due, they don't want that airline, that plane to be called the Proud Eagle anymore. They think that's not a good enough name. And to me, that was a sorry reflection, Randy, of what's going on in the United States when a plane that's called the Proud Eagle is no longer in service somehow, when there's a better name, and they don't know what it is, but it wouldn't be Proud Eagle. So I want to support the guys at American Airlines, and I want to insist, you guys, that everybody's listening, tell them not to change the name in the merger. If they have to merger, let the Proud Eagle live, because the Proud Eagle is a symbol of America. So to Jan and Sean and Colette and Yvette, you guys rock, and I get how much you love to fly, and I'm telling you, I love to fly with you. So what do you think about that, Randy?
Well, I actually fly American quite a bit. That's been my airline of choice. Now, I despise TSA, but I like the airline itself. And one of the things that I've always done, I've always told my kids to do, and it's just a habit, we don't even have to think about it anymore, is we thank the pilot when that door is open and we're, you know, taken off of the, when we're getting off of the plane. We just thank them. Thanks for getting us here safely. You know,
yeah.
So... love to throw them some respect and kudos for, you know, because you could have a, you know, bad landing like the one that just came from Korea or wherever it was.
Yeah, San Francisco, the one they hit the seawall in San Francisco.
Yeah, so,
yeah, that was nasty.
You know, I thank the doctor for their expertise. I don't remember if I said it on air last week or if I was off air, but I talked about my bug bite. It turns out it's not a spider bite, but a bug bite, and tell you what, I loved the doctor that dealt with me. Just thank these experts for going to school and learning this information.
Why don't you give him? Why don't you name him? Name him and give him a plug. We love people.
It was actually a woman, and she was this beautiful, robust German woman with a little Latino in her. And her name was Dr. Salazar, if I remember right, because I did say I wanted to send her some flowers now that I'm done. So I'm still wounded. It's not completely closed up yet, because when a bug does bite you and it gets infected, it's a process. But I've been knocked down for a couple weeks with it.
This is when you went wandering through the Everglades in your flip-flops, right?
Well, it wasn't Everglades. It was really just in town. And one got in my pants. I'll just be honest. On air, it happens.
Oh,
and it's
my
on
God.
My rear end.
Put your rear end? Oh, you didn't
yes.
say that before.
Yeah, so imagine
it. It was infection.
And it got infected. I thought it was just, you know, for a couple days you just think, oh, it's just itchy and whatever, and then it turns into this full-blown infection, and it became a nightmare. So,
what did
yeah.
you say, Mike?
I just said, speaking of ants in your pants.
Yes, exactly. Never saw what it was. I just thought maybe the plastic tag from something must be left on my clothing, and that's what's just rubbing and digging into me. And sure enough,
that
was not. Yeah, it was awful. And I'm still 2 weeks in recovery here.
Wow.
So it brought all my athletic activities to a complete halt. You can't run when you've got a wound like that. So now I'm just gaining weight, and it's driving me crazy. So. Hopefully by
Boy,
next
one bug did damage, huh?
Well, and they say, and I learned this, we should share this, and our guest may talk about it briefly too, all spider bites, or at least the majority, the skin will turn black if it's a spider bite. And so it was definitely not a spider bite because I didn't lose any flesh like that, but I did have a very good infection.
Huh.
So,
do they know what got you?
No, they said it happens all the time down here. It could be anything. Anything. So, because, believe me, I wanted to go on a massive killing spree, whatever that was, and eradicate it from the earth, and don't know what it is, so all bugs are safe now.
So you're not going to work for Orkin, huh?
No, not going to do it. You know, I just wish that the city code inspectors would just leave me alone, because I'd love to just have a few chickens. I don't like to spray the pesticide at all. Chickens, we had two chickens, and they were just fat. We never fed them any food. All they did was go around and eat bugs, and they were the fattest chickens. Both have now passed away. God rest their souls.
From bugs they've eaten, maybe.
maybe. It just happens. So.
Well, you know, one of the things that we were talking about was the governors, okay, the 50 governors seceding, and they had like 32 reasons why they were succeeding, and none of them had anything to do with the jail system. But I know that you wanted to bring in some conversation about the jail system, and I also want to bring in some conversation here about Sprouts Market. So you want to go first with the jail system, or should I hit Sprouts right now?
Yeah, I'll do the jail. It's pretty quick. It may be more down the road, but, you know, because of 42 Action, we're involved with people that get arrested all of the time. And there was one particular case that popped up in the last few weeks of somebody that was arrested and was put in a federal penitentiary for misdemeanor and was assured that there weren't going to be no thugs on that floor. It was supposed to be, you know, kind of like a golf course country club.
Yeah, white-collar thing.
Yeah, and they ended up getting jumped by a thug who turns out has raped minors and impregnated them and got beat badly. And so they're dealing with recovery while they're in there. And some of the things that they've called and said, my heart just breaks for some of these prisoners. Not all of them. There is a lot of thugs, but there's a lot of good people that go in for silly things because we are living in a police state in this country, and so people are getting arrested for things where there's no victim, so therefore there's no crime. That's the way our law is written. And they're getting thrown in with terrible people, and then the conditions are horrendous. Not at all of them, but the prison system, having gone private, is more all about the money. And the federal government, I think they take the food from the pig's trough and feed it. And these are still human beings. They are human beings. And they need to be treated like human beings. I'm not into having HBO or, television and things like that, but, you know, they do have to have things to occupy their minds. And there's just inhumane conditions in so many of them.
Well, it's worse than that, too, Randy, because, well, what's worse than inhumane? What's worse than inhumane is when you take inhumane and then you triple it by overcrowding. there are ways that you guys can. I'm really insisting that listeners of Waking Up in America don't just sit there and go, oh, wow, well, that's really interesting what Randy just said. I'm asking you to Google. If you want to Google prison conditions, Google prison conditions and find out about it. You can Google organizations that actually help people to get out of prison. There's just all kinds of possibilities there. But I saw the prison list, Randy, and there wasn't, I can't remember one state in which their prisons were not overcrowded, okay? And they're putting people in prison for white-collar crimes, and as you said, throwing them in with the populace. And when you feed people pig slop, then what happens along with that is even if you're trying to be a normal person, you're going to get cranky and you're going to lose yourself on that kind of food. I mean, there's, and yet at the same time, I know that there are groups that are doing terrific work in prisons. The thing is, get involved in some of the things that we're talking about. Stand up.
Get involved. That's the thing. If you have a loved one in there, put some money on their phone accounts because you're the only thing they have. And, you know, go visit them and send them books. Get some books in the libraries in there because, you know, they have nothing else to pass the time. And these, because we're in a police state and it's so out of control, I was just listening. I'll talk about one case in particular. Two women of color that were at the beach in California, and they were driving down the road. They left now, and they're still in their swimsuits, and a cop pulls them over. He has a small reason to pull him over, but it's nothing. But his main suspicion is that they're doing drugs, and they tested free of drugs, so he did an illegal search in the car. Then he called and found nothing, and then he called for backup and had a female cop come and on the side of the road do a cavity check, and that is considered rape. And so, of course, they're suing. Nothing was found. And they were let go, not even a citation. This is lawlessness. And when these things happen, we need to raise a ruckus, and people need to sue and not turn a blind eye to it. They need to be filing Title 42 lawsuits and hold these people accountable. The cops should be fired. The cops should be the ones doing the jail time. Badges don't grant extra rights. They have to follow within the law, and they can't break your rights. They can't break the law to arrest you, and that's what's happening all over this nation.
Yeah,
very out of control.
One of the things you guys can do with your cell phones, you see stuff like this going on, take pictures of it. It really is helpful. You know, that's what helps with Rodney King and all the rest of it. So just be in action, and don't be in action with a gun. Be in action with a camera, or be in action by calling numbers, and one of the numbers you can call, you can look up, I meant to bring it this morning and I didn't, my apologies. You can look up the number for the Sprouts offices. I believe they're in Phoenix, Arizona, and you can tell them that it is not okay with you that their quotes, healthy stores, they do health. I asked them what their motto was, and they said healthy food at reasonable prices or economic prices, something like that. And I said, you guys are in violation of your own code because their motto is that they sell healthy food. Well, they're selling GMOs, guys, unlabeled GMOs. Now, to their credit, I will tell you that when I called and complained, I got like 5 telephone calls back from different people. So I made a point, actually, Randy, of returning all the telephone calls. And I wasn't real satisfied with what I heard. Okay. It was like one person was talking about that they were having labels that said, you know, no GMOs, but they weren't going to put that on all of the food. Another one was talking about how they'd have to take their lead from the U.S. government. Why do they have to take their lead from the U.S. government? Why would the U.S. government have anything to do with the quality of food that they're selling? Why don't they have standards that they're following and heck with the U.S. government? So it seemed to me like they were nice people. They were responsive to my complaint. And I will tell you, I was not satisfied after having the 4 conversations. For them, it was all a process of government this and government that. And then I started looking around, and my gosh, Trader Joe's is selling GMOs too. Anytime you see those little personal watermelons, drop them like a hot potato. those things are genetically modified, okay? That's how they get little personal sizes without seeds. And you know the one comment? There was this guy, I couldn't stand it. He was at the market. I went over to the Sprouts Market because I was on a watermelon cleanse, and I wanted to get good organic watermelon, and I go over there, and they do have, they did have the seeded watermelon, and I bought a couple of seeded watermelon. This guy who's coming out of the market was 60 pounds of 60 pounds of seedless watermelon, and he's a guy that looked like he really cared about his health. You know, one of those really toned people. And I said, "Look, I've already thrown a fit in the store about this, but you have just bought 60 pounds of something that could do you harm, and you look like a person that cares about your health. So I'm going to recommend that you go home and you just check out on the internet what a GMO is. How do health food stores?" This is what I told them. How do health food stores? They said, how do you reconcile that you're a health food store and yet you're selling unmarked GMOs? I said, if you were just selling GMOs and they were labeled, I'd call it criminal. But when you're selling GMOs unlabeled, I call that treason. And the woman says, well, we'll talk to the higher-ups about this. What's the problem? So then my other comment, Randy, to her, they always tell me somewhere in the conversation it shows up that they need to be economically competitive mm-hmm. with the other markets. I said, the wealth of Sprouts does not rest on watermelon and corn. If that's the only two places you're making money, I feel very sorry for you. So I don't get this we need to be competitive conversation. So I just need to have you look them up, Google Sprouts Market on the internet, check out your, if you've got a Trader Joe's around, and start making a noise. Please, make a
noise. Sounds like a plan. I'll make my phone call.
Thank you very much. And also, I think Whole Foods is doing it, too. Now, why don't you introduce our guest so we can pull him into these conversations?
Yeah, because he'd probably like to talk on some of these things. Today, we have Dr. Patrick Hatwan, who is actually a very good friend of mine. I met him about a year ago and have been fascinated every time he speaks. He is an encyclopedia of information on everything and anything health and wellness. And I was talking with him last week or so, and he was telling me some things that they were working on. And I said, you know what, you really need to come on the radio with us and talk about this live. This is good. This is major breaking things that he and a few others are working on. He's from Nebraska or in Nebraska, and he's got an incredible background. So if you would, Patrick, if you would, just give us a little bit of background. I love what you were telling us this morning about, you know, how you got started in the health and wellness industry.
And Patrick, well, after you do that introduction on yourself with that, I'm going to be taking a little break here, and we'll say thank you to our sponsors. And then, sir, the rest of the time is yours.
Certainly. Thank you, and glad to be here. Good morning, Randy, and good morning to you, Val. Of course, I think we all wake up one way or the other, and the pun for you is waking up in America. I had to, Val, and it's incredible. What happened to me is modern medicine could not take care of my health challenges. I'm in a family full of health professionals, and I just got tired of not being well, and so I set upon a course that put me in touch with some people. I'm very, very blessed to have called a lady who wrote a paper about her son who was being killed in the hospital. He had a sepsis condition, and she insisted.
What is a sepsis condition?
Well, it's toxic, and you're going to die if you don't treat it correctly. In
would
simple
it be like
terms.
Randy's butt?
Starts out small and then
it starts out small, yes. But anyway, he was not being treated correctly according to his mom, and she insisted that the medical team do certain things. She prevailed, he survived, and I read her paper, and 2 weeks later she had another paper with her phone number in it. Error on her part. I called her and she suggested I go to school and become a naturopath, which I did. And across a period of about 12 years. I had a couple health challenges that no longer are health challenges, and one of them would be crippling arthritis. The other one would be
What do you do for crippling arthritis? How do you uncripple arthritis?
Well, we were using some monosaccharides and phytonutrients, and we worked with a product called Ambitrose. And within 3 weeks, I can tell you, this was back in 2001, within 3 weeks, the pain that I was having was being remediated. Now, let me finish my my bio here. I also have the equivalent of pre-med from college, minus the chemistry, heavily focused on genetics and histology. So I could have conceivably, had I pursued that path of education, entered, maybe I'd have been a pathologist, okay, a forensic pathologist. I didn't do it. And, of course, I went back to school at age 55. The school that I went to got shut down through bankruptcy because the government forced it into accreditation. So I was 6 months away from completing my full degree. I studied Dr. Mark Serkis. I'm close friends with some very powerful medical personalities in the world. One is a former CEO of Eli Lilly Sweden. Another one's a regent at Oxford School of Medicine. And then I studied Dr. Mark Serkis. He's an Oriental medical doctor in Brazil. Cannot come to the United States. The FDA will prosecute him if he does. So Randy talked about some things that we're doing. We're working with water and light and heat. And when you talk about how do you uncripple arthritis, one of the things that arthritis is aberrant laying down of calcium. So we look at how we can move calcium out of the body. Most of us are over-calcified.
Oh, now that's the perfect place to take a break, okay, because we can then analyze them, and then we'll listen to all the commercials because I want to hear about the calcium. It's always good to have a hook like that. Hey, you're listening to Waking Up in America. Dr. Patrick Hatwan, Randy Shannon, and I are here as ever, and Mike is in the background supervising, and he'll pop in and out from time to time. So we invite you to visit our website at wakingupinamerica.com, sign up for that newsletter, and get your password for the amazing section. They're the right side of the page at the bottom. You'll see all the sponsors. And when you sign up for our newsletter, then we get to know who you are and what you're up to. And I think there's even a room for you to put in a comment right there. So, first of all, we want to remember again that Patricia Bragg's apple cider vinegar is our official cold drink at Waking Up in America. Answer Jason Winter Tea is our official warm drink, and that's got both of these products are designed to improve your health. And taking apple cider vinegar every day never was easier than with what Patricia Bragg has done. And she's got a whole line of products that I've been using for years. So we're just so glad to have both of these sponsors here. Also, Protandim. I love this stuff. I take it, one pill, I take it. The promise was that it would return my blood to the age of 20. I don't know, but people say I'm getting much sassier, so. Maybe
I think
I'm 35
they're right.
Now. Pardon?
I think they're right.
Are you taking it? Are you taking Protandim?
Yeah, I've been taking it for a long time.
What did you notice?
You know, for me, I'm just healthy anyway, so
what I was wondering.
Yeah, so I just feel good, and I can probably attribute it to that. I just feel very healthy on a daily basis.
Yeah, I like it, too, and we're going to be bringing in another product, too, by the way, Randy, and actually, it's helped me in a lot of ways, Patrick, and that product, the new product that we'll be bringing on shortly is Kayani. And I'll have more information on that. But somebody gave me a couple of Kayani, weeks of Kayani, and I did it faithfully along. I did Protandim and Kayani, and I'm delighted with the results. KoningCompany.com, another place for you to check. As I say, these are all on the website. We manufacture ear cones, and those ear cones are a product that are 5,000 years old now. And what they do is they actually, by the cone burning, it actually takes and pumps smokes down into the eustachian tube, and it takes the toxins out of the tube, and then it puts them into the tube, and people get their sinus problems start to go away, their necks become more relaxed, and just the whole myriad of things, especially with all the chemtrails that are in the air. This is one of the ways of actually getting it out. Your eustachian tube runs from just below your ear to your collarbone, and most people don't realize that that's one of the lymphatic drains, okay? And now that lymphatic drain is clogged up with chemicals and things of that nature because our blood is busy being processed, and that's what's coming out of it. So check out coningcompany.com, and make sure you go to Randy Shannon's 42action.org. This woman is a real dynamo when it comes to this kind of stuff. She's already been mentioning earlier about the prisons and so on and so forth. 42 Action is putting together a number of solutions for people, and that's what you want. Put your solutions into action. Put your commitments and your conversations into action. And if this whole stress thing stresses you out and you start losing your hair or the curl goes out of your hair, Linda Kamen, and that's K-A-M-M-I-N at Linda Kamen's, K-A-M-M-I-N-S.com. Honest to God, if you had curl in your hair and you liked it, you will not believe how shiny and curly your hair will be again. It'll be like you haven't seen it in years. If you have the privilege of going to her studio in Los Angeles and get one of her head rubs, this woman's stimulating heads to such a fact that they're actually growing hair again. I mean, this is the best product I have ever seen for hair in my whole long life, and I have used a lot of different things. You want another good product? You want to sit back while you're listening and you want to get the product of a couple of local boys in Albuquerque? That would be Jim and John Thomas, and they own El Pinto Restaurant, and that's a destination restaurant. So their salsa is really good, and you can pick it up at all Ralph's stores, and these guys are terrific human beings. Marketing with the Stars, you want to send out an email for marketing. About 100,000 good people on his list, and the prices are very reasonable. So click on Marketing with the Stars, drvalerie.com, if you want to try out emotional clearing. I'll give you a free demonstration. And you can see if you like it. I love it. I found a way to traumas or thoughts from the past that still have energy on them. I know how to do that, and I can do it over the telephone, and it's remarkable if it works for you. Some people just absolutely take off with it. So the other thing that I like a whole lot, and I was hoping Brooke Peterson was going to be with us this morning, and then she got a conference that she had to attend. We're actually into alkaline water, and very strongly so for the home and available to you. And if I was a superhero, I would be Aqua Woman. My commitment would be that every human being on the planet have high quality alkaline water. And if they did, I don't think it'd be possible to have wars and things of that nature, because high quality alkaline water actually creates a very healthy body. So if you want to talk to Brooke about that, please call her at 561-628-1845. Once again, 561-628-1845. And Tad Patterson, you can check him out. You can send him an email. He has a school that he runs for people learning the technology of what it is to win inside of a corrupt system. And if you want to know more about Tad, send me an email at val@mailhouse.com, and make sure that you put in there that you heard about it from Waking Up in America. Now, here's my tip for today. Care about something that matters and then take action on it. And you're doing that just by listening to Waking Up in America. Here we are. We're on the radio with Dr. Patrick Hatwan, the ever-beautiful Randy Shannon, and at some point we will probably get lucky and hear Mike say something. And Patrick, my roommate, gave me a cure for arthritis. I wanted to share it with you. I'm actually doing it, and it's not bad. Have you heard the 20 Mule Team Borax Cure?
Well, boron is a very powerful mineral.
Well, what,
so yes, I'm familiar with
taking it, and I notice a difference.
Yes.
What I'm doing is I'm putting 2 teaspoons of 20 Mule Team Borax. I said, when you said it, I said, oh, God, I haven't heard of that stuff in years. I didn't even know. I hadn't even seen it on a market shelf anywhere, but he came home with it. Jerry is amazing, okay? you've never seen a commitment to health like my roommate, and it's an honor to live with him. So he comes home with this big box of 20 Mule Team Broyx, and we put some in two teaspoons in a quart of water, and then I have, a teaspoon of it in the morning and a teaspoon in the evening. And I can't tell if it's my imagination, but it sure seems like my joints don't hurt as much.
Well, that's very likely. When we remineralize the body, Val, and you talked about alkaline water, when we put the minerals back in the body will function. Minerals are primary drivers for most of the body functions. They help catalyze enzyme actions, and the vitamins help catalyze all these biological processes. So when we're looking at vitamins and minerals, we're looking at basic health. But the foundation underneath all that is water, okay, absent water. And I'm making the claim today, and this is back and it's still focusing on your arthritis. I'm making the claim today that there is no middle ground anymore for people to ignore that what we put in our mouth or on our bodies is either A, good, or B, bad. Okay, there's no longer any luxury of saying, well, I don't think I need to pay attention to that because, absolutely, it is an absolute. 5,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, the admonition was pure food, pure water, pure air. They've ignored it since then. And we're at a very critical tipping point. The health of the human creature is very, very precariously perched right now. So if we ignore the water, we ignore our health. And I was on a radio interview the other day, I believe it was Tuesday, and the parting shot by the naturopath that was on is, if you ignore your health, it'll go away too.
That's very true, right?
What kind of water? You agree with the alkaline?
Well, let's make a very powerful agreement, but let's qualify and quantify that. pH is not equal to alkalinity, and we've been misinformed or misled or miseducated about pH and alkalinity. If you take 8.5 or 9.0 water and you put lemon juice in it, you can alter the pH immediately.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, if you put minerals in that water, the pH won't be altered very quickly. So the water, the point source or the source point of the water is very critical. If we're taking our water from municipal treatment sources, it's demineralized. There's nothing in it. It'd be loaded with aluminum, okay? And aluminum is very deadly. It's a heavy metal. It's toxic. And the ionizers don't take the metals out. They don't put minerals back in. So I'm a little hesitant about minerals not being in the water. Now,
what I want you to do, Patrick, is actually, I am very, my little plan went awry because Brooke was supposed to be on this morning, okay?
Right.
I wanted very much for the two of you to have this conversation. So I will invite you back because she totally is a water expert, and I think that your conversation would be very, very valuable. Mutual conversation would be very valuable to our listeners. And if you want that conversation personally, guys, just call Brooke at 561-628-1845. Patrick, do you have contact information that you would like to put on the air?
Well, I do. Email would be NFIBPAT. So it's N as in Nancy, F as in Fox, I as in India, B as in Bravo, P-A-T, at NEB, that would be for Nebraska, at neb.rr.com. The phone number would be 402-310-7344.
Would you repeat your phone number again?
Yes. Yes, 402-310-7344.
That's great. Because what we want to do, what Making Up in America is known for, Patrick, is we actually create dialogues.
It's awesome. And that's where we need to go when we... See, one of the things that benefited me greatly when I was in school is we initiated a doctoral student chat group, and there were about 20 of us that were very frequently involved in that, And that turned into a very, very powerful group of friends. And from there we reach out, and it's pretty much a contact one-on-one like this is happening this morning with the three of us. And then no telling how many people here, that builds a very solid network, and that's what we're all about. In my background, one of the things that I always wanted to do was be able to teach. And so if I have the audacity to put the initials DR in front of my name, I should consider myself a teacher. Otherwise, I could have been just another physician.
Right.
And so that business of teaching, you know, we teach that which we wish to learn. And this is a great platform for people to do that. You know, we're reaching out to thousands of people right now.
Do you know anything about do you work with osteopaths at all?
They're very powerful people. One that I like very greatly is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. She's in Ohio, and I study her quite a bit. In fact, I have one of her books. It's called Foul. You might want to get that and go immediately to chapter 18. And in that book, she talks about, in that chapter, taking action, but she stirs you up a bit. And she paints the incestuous relationship between the pharmaceutical, chemical, and agricultural industries. And one that she mentions it's powerful. And
no,
she talks, it is. And they're not competitors. They're sisters in profiteering at the death and destruction of humanity.
Well, let me tell you something. I actually did the emotional clearing process I was talking about with the head of one of the pharmaceutical companies, by the way, based in Florida, Randy.
Okay.
And so somebody had given me his number, and they went, oh, this guy is really open. He would really like your process because I've never seen anything so fast, right, on clearing emotional issues. So I called the guy up, and I said, look, you know, pick any subject, and I will change your conversation on that subject because, you know, you can tell what's going on with people by the language they use. So he picked a subject. I won't reveal what it was. It was something that was disturbing him greatly. And about 10 minutes later, he felt totally different about it. And he goes, how did you do that? And I said, it's just that we're all electromagnetic and biochemical. And memory is like little bubbles. And I can help you go in and pop bubbles that haven't been completed. You know, it's like if you hold on to something, that's a bubble that needs to be completed. So after the demonstration, he goes, that was just terrific. And I said, well, would you be interested in incorporating this or more sessions or something like that? And he goes, oh, of course not. And I said, what do you mean, of course not? And he goes, there's no way for me to make any big money on this. Well, I think that's worth $1 million right there.
Let me pick up on something you said there, Val. And part of what I do is I help people rethink what they think they believe. And one of the misteachings that we've been given, and this just recently occurred to me, is that matter is neither created nor destroyed. It simply changes form.
Right.
Well, that's a misnomer. Consider, and I'm going to frame this in a very maybe outside-the-box thinking or outside-the-box mentality. We create money out of thin air when we create new people. People are not matter until they've been created, and they're created out of nothingness. And it's God's creation. It's a very, very, very powerful divine creation of energy. You mentioned we're electrical and chemical energy.
Biochemical, yeah.
That's right. And so we are creators. And if we fall back into that old paradigm of matter cannot be created or destroyed, it simply changes form. Well, energy is not matter, but it becomes matter when it's combined divinely.
Okay,
and so
well,
we
good
are.
Good point. Let me just put something in here because I don't want you to miss the point of what's given. If you have somebody that's suffering, okay, like they're really suffering from something, it doesn't matter, a divorce, loss of a child, or a dog, or anything like that, you can actually take and transform that conversation by creating a conversation that actually is a mechanical conversation. The pain is in their conversation, and if you do a certain series of mechanical things, it will actually evolve into a lighter conversation. That's what I'm referring to, and I think we may be talking about two different things, but I'd be happy to do it for you on the telephone and show you on any subject, because you can tell by the evolution of language that something is evolving, okay? There's now brain equipment. Are you familiar with these brain computer machines over, they use them at Santa Monica Hospital?
No, I'm not.
Okay, they're amazing, okay? You go in and you watch a computer screen and your brain is retrained, okay? And I'm sure there's divinity in it. I mean, I'm sure there's divinity in every single one of us.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we wouldn't be here, we wouldn't be alive if there wasn't divinity in us. That energy gets stuck when people overlay it with some kind of a trauma. And
uh-huh.
I have discovered I wanted a faster way to do it even than what I was doing. And those brain machines, I have to say this not too loud because if my son hears me, he won't like it. I get him to go to the brain machine, okay, and he thinks nothing is happening. He comes back, and what happens is people that use that machine over a period of time, Patrick and Randy, they literally get happy because the brain is retrained to actually go to the happy thoughts. So,
very interesting.
It's very
I wanted to jump in. I know Patrick is working on some amazing things that have to do with cancer, and I wanted to know if he was willing to talk about that because this would generate a lot of attention. People know what's going on.
Well, there's some very wonderful things happening in the world of health and wellness, Randy. And my personal belief is cancer is nature's way of cleaning up dead material. And so what we want to do is be able to not allow the dead or necrotic tissue to form ahead of time. So I'm going to use the word.
You're going to have to go back to necrotic because not every listener knows what necrotic
is.
Yes,
yeah, and that's where I'm headed.
Okay.
When we create dead tissues in the body, okay, that means that we have a breeding ground for pathogens or viruses, bacteria, yeast, fungus, mold. We want to not allow that to happen. So we're going to prevent those from happening, and we do that by clean water, breathing. Breathing is a very powerful detoxifier. We do that by putting minerals back in the water. And we do that with creating a very healthy diet and lifestyle. And never forget sleep. And you mentioned Protandim earlier, Val. Protandim is one of the most powerful herbal supplements I've ever encountered in my entire life.
What makes it so powerful?
Well, it does things that allow the body to do what the body is designed to do. First of all, it will allow the body to produce its own glutathione. It will allow the body by stimulating genetic expression. There's a NRF2 gene, which is a survivor gene. Okay? When we get to the point where our genes are negatively modulated, meaning they're tuned down, like the radio frequency, turn it up or turn it down, when we turn off survivor genes, we turn off the length of life that we have. And you mentioned blood markers when you talked about Protandim earlier, mm-hmm. that your blood looks like that of a 20-year-old. That's just one indicator of the power of Protandim, because blood is the river of life, but it's also the river of garbage. So we want to clean up the blood. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, there's five herbs that are involved in Protandim. And you're familiar with green tea. I think we're all familiar with green
right.
tea. We're familiar with turmeric. We're familiar with milk thistle, but we might not be so familiar with ashwagandha or bokapa root. These five in combination produce a synergy. Synergy meaning the sum is greater, or the outcome is greater than the sum of the parts. So 1 + 4 = 5, but in this case, 1 + 4 = 10 trillion. So we're going to clean up some free radical assaults. We're going to clean up the toxins that result from those free radicals. We know a lot about antioxidants, but we don't seem to know very much about indirect antioxidants. Okay, that's inside the structure and the function of the cells in the body, inside the mitochondria, which are the little energy machines inside the cells of all of our body cells. So we clean those free radical assaults up with enzymes, such as superoxide dismutase. We also clean up inflammation and fibrotic tissue with catalase, which is another enzyme. When you hear ASE, you should think enzymes, okay? So when we combine the anti-inflammatory, the indirect antioxidant support. And I want to talk about what indirect means. When we eat foods that have antioxidant capacity, we use one molecule of antioxidant to one free radical, and that molecule is done. So one and done versus one antioxidant and a million free radicals every second for 13 days. That's the power of Protandim, along with opening up genetic expressions. Now, for example, we can see 68 genes in Alzheimer's disease, very powerfully modulated with Protandim. We can see 28.
So Protandim affects Alzheimer's?
Protandim affects the body, which opens up the genetic expression on 68 genes that are implicated in Alzheimer's disease. Okay? We see 32 genes in atherosclerosis, 28 genes in colorectal cancers. Okay? When we can modulate genetic expression back to the healthy range, guess where we're at? We're no longer toxic. We're no longer stressed. See, stress is a killer. High levels of cortisol affect genetic expression.
Let me ask you a question in here. What about coconut oil for, I've heard that coconut oil is good for brains and for Alzheimer's and such too. Do you know anything about that?
Coconut oil is very, very powerful. I use it on my skin. We put it on our food. I put it on my cucumber and tomato salads with Bragg's apple cider vinegar. Okay?
Yummy.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I get it.
Absolutely.
Here's what I think is really special. First of all, Protandim is like, I've had financial issues for a couple of years, and I had to actually look at what I could afford that I thought would do the most good for me. And Protandim is one pill and $50 a month, so that was top of my list, okay? And then along comes Patricia Bragg with apple cider vinegar, and then along comes Jerry telling me about coconut oil, and I'm not spending that much money getting myself back again, and very happy about it.
Right.
So
well, when,
it doesn't
when,
have
when,
to cost you a fortune, you know?
When you give your body what it needs, you won't be craving the stuff that it shouldn't have.
I don't know about that, Patrick. You know about apple fritters, right?
Well, one of the things that we are teaching, we're teaching people no grains, absolutely no grains.
No, that's one of the things.
Why is that?
Well, let me give you one of my patisms here. Gizzards grind grains. Cows don't got gizzards, and neither do people. Okay, you've heard the term wheat belly. Okay, that's your insulin meter. And wheat, corn, barley, rye, those things all put on extra insulin in the body, especially if they're processed. There's no nutrition in them.
What do you recommend as a coffee substitute? Because when you just said that, I realized that I gave up coffee because it was inflaming my joints, okay?
I love coffee.
I do, too. That's the problem.
Okay.
I do, too.
So I tried
I especially love the gas station one that's really sugary, French vanilla or cappuccino.
That's not coffee, Randy. That's candy.
Yeah,
well, she knows
me,
that,
I know.
Now, I had my own homemade coffee latte this morning.
And how did you do it?
Well, we have fair trade coffee beans ground to espresso. I use raw milk from the farm, and I blend it with a little coconut.
Don't let the FBI know that. They may come over to your house and raid it.
Well, we can go get raw milk off the farm here in Nebraska. Now, some states can't do that. And but anyway, we do. Yeah, but
that's the closing music, folks. This program is brought to you by Laughing Dragon Entertainment, our radio partners, ConingCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy, Dennis Weaver, and Larry Hagman in memoriam. We miss you guys so much. DrValerie.com and Doctor is all spelled out. We thank our producers and sponsors, Ron Hayes, our research assistant. You rock. Big thanks to you at our team at Voice America, Jess Benar, Nathan Jett, Brad Comer, Ryan Treasure, Randy Jackson, DeMond, and our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale, who just said 1 minute. I think he was going to say more during the show. Monica Raines and Ron Simon, and a big thanks John Thomas, who just had a birthday and I didn't know it. He's our webmaster and he keeps things up to date and sharp. And merci beaucoup to Bent Mygen for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People, which is available to you as a free MP3 download. Just send me an email at val@wakinginupinamerica.com and invite a friend to listen. And hey, Sidious Altius Fortius, do a mitzvah today. Give someone a boost. It just makes everything better. And we just want to thank Dr. Patrick Hatwan and Randy Shannon and, of course, myself. I love being here. And, Mike, you make Waking Up in America so much fun. So check out what Patrick has to say. You can tell he's pure gold, and I'm going to get him back with Brooke, and we'll talk about water and find out about all that. So just thanks so much for listening.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.